Morning in the name of your son, Jesus. God, we come to you. Some of us may be frustrated. I know it was a rough morning for us. And some of us may be sad or angry or whatever it may be. But God, you are the only one that we can depend on. You are the only one that can conquer everything in our lives. So this morning, we yield to you. We say yes to your promises. We say yes to your peace. We say yes to your rest, Lord. I pray that you will open our hearts, that the word that comes forth will fall on good ground, Lord, so that it can take root downward when the trials of this life come against us, that we can pull back from the word of truth. And we believe these things by faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture this morning is going to come out of the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 6. I'm going to start at about verse 13. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. What I want to talk about today is it's depending on God. And I know maybe that's cliche, or we've heard that several times in our life, and it is, but sometimes I think when we hear something so many times that it loses its value or it loses its meaning, a lot of times it may even lose its strength. But I'm sure each one of us can testify to the price of things going up at the grocery store or a car or whatever it may be. With Hamas and all that going on in Israel, Jerusalem, everything just going crazy in our political system. It's literally turmoil on every side. But God is the one that can straighten it all out. He's the one from the beginning of time until now that's been in control of it all. And I want to encourage you this morning, brothers and sisters, to depend upon the Lord. And what I want to talk about is a few scriptures is to kind of show you how to depend upon the Lord, what it means to depend upon the Lord, and some of the benefits that we get when we depend on the Lord. Here recently, I was talking to Joshua and Isabel, and we were just talking about some things about God. And I was trying to encourage them and say, listen, depend on God because he's the only one that will never let you and me down. I know sometimes they depend on me to put a toy together or to do this or to do that. And maybe most of the time I'm able to accomplish it, but there's always those times that I'll fall short or time doesn't allow or it gets dark too fast or whatever it may be. But God is the only one that will never drop their hand. He'll never disappoint. He'll never let you or me down. He'll never not be able to do exactly what he's promised to you and I. I know most weeks, if not every week, I quote the scripture that says that God esteems his word above himself. And that comes out of the book of Psalms 138, the latter part of verse 2. One version says, for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. Another, the New Living Translation says, I praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. And what the psalmist is writing there saying, listen, I know that sometimes we mess up and sometimes we forget to look to your promises, but you promise something, God, and when you promise it, that's all we need because you put your promise above your word. You put it above your very name. So in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, we have, I believe it's Paul that wrote Hebrews. Some people may believe it's somebody else, and that's absolutely fine if you want to be wrong. No, I'm just joking. But I do believe Paul wrote it just because of the way it's written, but maybe it was somebody else. And we catch up right here in verse 13, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. For example, there was God's promise to Abraham. Since there was no one greater to swear by, God took an oath in his own name saying, I will certainly bless you and I will multiply your descendants beyond number. Verse 15, then Abraham waited patiently. One more time. Then Abraham waited patiently and he received what God had promised. In other words, Abraham awaited, or he waited patiently. He depended on God to perform exactly what God told him he was going to do. How many of us this morning can take a lesson from Abraham and wait for God to do exactly what God told you and me he was going to do? A lot of times God will give us a promise and the answer is either, you know, right now I'm going to do this for you, or wait and hold on. But I promise you, depending on God during the process of you holding on for that promise is way better than allowing the enemy to kick the side of your head in or make you lose faith during the process. Because believe it or not, God is still going to perform exactly what God said he's going to do. There's not a war of Hamas, there's not a war of anybody, the Taliban or anybody, that's going to stop the Almighty God, Jehovah Jireh himself, from performing exactly what he said he's going to do. He will protect his people now, in the past, and forever. Our God is true. And this morning, I want to encourage you to know that, yes, prices are up everywhere, but God is faithful. God will see each one of us through this as long as we depend on him and not depend on some politician to bring us out of this mess. There's nothing wrong praying for people. There's nothing wrong believing a people. But I promise you, if you depend on me or Brother Kevin or Sister Alex or whoever it may be, at some point in your life, that person's going to let you down. Maybe not on purpose, maybe not intentionally, maybe just because you can't get a hold of them, but they will fall short of what you're depending on them for. But there's one, and his name is Jesus, that in my 42 years, not one time has he ever disappointed me. Have I been let down because I misunderstood or I had selfish ambitions? Absolutely. But when God told me something, it's happened every time. Or I am depending on him to make it happen now. A few days ago, we were talking to Joshua and reminding him when God had told us that he would be in the NICU for 40 days. And the children of Israel had to walk around for 40 years because they chose to complain and not be satisfied with what God was providing. How many of us this morning can learn a lesson from that? Is to stop complaining and be grateful for what the Lord is providing. It's an amazing thought to know that when you or me depend on God, then that's where we can find rest. So this morning, when I say we need to depend on God, another way to say that would be that we need to rely on or trust in God and his word. I love in the book of Hebrews right here, it says, listen, God couldn't swear by anybody greater than himself, so he swore on himself. That's amazing. When God was about to make a promise to the great man of faith, Abraham, he said, listen, I promise you, or I swear by myself. That's powerful this morning to know that we have a God that when he says something, that settles it. When he says it, you and me can believe it. We don't have to hold out to maybe think we're going to be disappointed or maybe hold out because we think he's not able to. I know a lot of times in my life when somebody tells me they're going to do something, if they've let me down 20 times in the past, I still may get excited, but I hold back a little bit. I reserve a little of my belief in them because I've been disappointed by either them or somebody else in the past. But what if we could become like little children, like the Bible tells us to, and just trust God because he says it? What if we could trust God like little kids do in the morning when their mom or dad prepare breakfast for them? What if we could trust God like when we take our kids or our grandkids to the movies or to the park or to the aquarium or to the game room or whatever, or the arcade, whatever it may be? Those kids take no notion of whether they should bring money with them. They don't worry about, is there gas in the car? Is there insurance on the car? Is there, you know, this? Do we have food? Do we have that? Can we afford this? They take no thought for those things because they know that their daddy or their mom or grandparents are able to perform exactly what they told them they're going to do. Brothers and sisters, we serve an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-providing God this morning. There's a reason his name is Jehovah Jireh, because he is the provider, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lion of Judah. He is the great I Am. And this morning, I want to encourage you to know that your dependence on social media or the president or the next president, these things will fail you. These things will let you down. But God Almighty Himself has a place for you and me at rest at His feet. But we have to be willing to depend on Him to get into that rest. This morning in Hebrews chapter 6, a little bit further down, verse 16, it says, "Now when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. And without any question, that oath is binding. God also bound Himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that He would never change His mind." Verse 18, "So God has given both His promise and His oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to Him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us." I ask a question at this scripture, and the question is, how are you holding on? This morning, how did you hold on when things went wrong? Yesterday, when things didn't go your way, how were you holding on to your faith? A month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago, whatever it may be, when the storms of this world came, and they do come, when that happens, how did you hold on? I get the privilege every day of talking to so many different individuals, and I thank God for my job. I get to talk to people of every economic status probably out there. I talk to people that live check to check, people that don't have enough, and people that have more than enough. And I talk to them, and obviously at the pharmacy, a lot of times people are sick or whatever it may be, so I hear a lot of bad news. But I've noticed one thing over the years. I've seen people tell me that they have cancer, or their wife or husband have cancer, and the next thing out of their mouth is that God is good. Or the next thing out of their mouth is, "Alan, will you pray with me?" Or the next thing out of their mouth is, "Listen, just keep praying because I've seen God do it in the past." And I've seen people tell me that, and they look absolutely distraught and they look beat down. And 6 months later, their husband or their wife are perfectly healed. There's absolutely no trace of cancer or whatever it may have been. And the person is ashamed, or they're disappointed in themselves because they didn't hold on to their faith. And I try to encourage them, because I know a lot of us have lost faith in situations. A lot of us have used or been able to experience situations in our life that we wish we would have held on a little tighter to our faith or to the Lord and not allowed the enemy to pull us to and fro. But I want to encourage you this morning that no matter where you are in your faith, right now you can depend upon the word of the Lord. Because it wasn't but a couple days ago I got a call from my stepdad that said, "Hey, listen, Alan, they did the samples, they did the test. And I know they said there was cancer there. I know they said that there was a lot of cancer in this area. But praise be to God, there's not a trace in my body anymore. God is good." You see, brothers and sisters, this morning, my stepdad was able to give me good news that we were believing for. We believed God, that God was going to honor His word. We depended on the voice of the Almighty God. And every time you and I do that, we will never, ever be disappointed. Sometimes I think, God, that's a lot of pressure on you not to be disappointed or to perform exactly what you said you're going to. You know, for God to heal cancer or for God to heal a migraine headache takes exactly the same amount of power for the Lord. God doesn't see in degrees of darkness. When He opened the Red Sea for Moses, is the very same thing a couple weeks ago that He healed my migraine headache. And is exactly the same thing when He healed my stepdad last week. You see, this morning, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to rely and to depend on God Almighty, Jesus as our Savior. Because in the book of Hebrews, it says, listen, God wanted to promise us these things, and He wanted to give us an oath to Himself to let us know not for his glory, but to let us know that he is unchangeable. In him there is no shadow of turning, meaning the God that created the universe is still the God in 2023. I have good news this morning. God is dependable, and he is absolutely the only one I've ever seen. He's the only one I've ever seen in the midnight hour that can quiet my storm. He's the only one I've ever seen that can heal cancer on a Monday and heal depression on a Tuesday. Our God is good. And I promise you this morning, God wants you and me to have heaven on earth. And you may say, Brother Allen, that sounds crazy because all hell's breaking loose. But I promise you, those that depend upon the Lord, those that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They will not be weary. They will run and not faint. It is the promise of God for you and me to be a peculiar people. And I believe the absolute only way for you and me to be peculiar is to depend upon God. Because the doctor may say one thing, but God, your word is what I depend upon. My kids may not go to church. They may be living like hell outside these walls, but God, I rely and I depend upon your word. My body may be racked with pain, but God, I depend upon your word. Brothers and sisters, if depression is in your household, I depend upon the word of the Lord, because joy will come in the morning. There is a promise for everything that you or me may experience in this word. And the only way for you and me to depend upon him is to get in this good book. It's the only way. It's the only way for you and me to know about him is to let somebody tell us or to read this great word that's alive and it's sharp and it cuts to the very, very center of you and me. I think about sometimes when people have alcohol dependency or methamphetamine or whatever it may be. Dependency. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but it makes you feel like you can absolutely do nothing unless you have that substance or woman or man or whatever it may be. You literally feel like you're dying on the inside if you don't have that substance or whatever it may be. And then I think about the flip side of that, because I believe the devil tries to mirror every good thing that God has. And I'm like, well, if the devil's using that kind of dependency on substances or women or relationships or men or whatever it may be, because it can be a lot of things, then the truth about that situation is, then I can depend on God in such a way that if I don't have his word in the morning, that I don't feel like I've been fed that day. If I haven't had a touch from God lately, then I feel dead on the inside. What if you and me desired God like we desire social media, or we desire to go play this or do this or have this job or have this much money in the bank account? What if our dependence can completely go away from substances and relationships and things and be focused toward the Lord? It's a funny thing the way God does it. Man, I'm telling you right now, it's an amazing thing the way God does it. Because until we depend upon him, a lot of times we can't have those things that we desire. In closing this morning, brothers and sisters, we depend upon everything. We depend upon our car to get us to X, Y, and Z. When we have a flat tire, we think it's the worst thing in the world, myself included. But what about all the days God gets us from point A to point B and we don't have a flat tire? We're completely dependent when we go get gas for it to be gas in that pump, not water. We're completely dependent for the insurance company, for the whatever it may be. We depend on these things, and sometimes we should depend on them. But we leave God out of it. And I want to encourage you this morning to know that if you'll depend on God, then he'll bring you joy. He'll bring you rest and peace and love. He'll bring you financial breakthrough. He'll show you things and do things for you and me that we never, ever, ever thought possible. God is exactly who he says he is. He's the only one I can say that about. I love Brother Kevin. And I think he's fun and I think he's funny. And I would trust him with my life. But I promise you, at some point, at some time, there'd be a chance I couldn't get a hold of him. He would disappoint me. I can't depend on him with my heart, with my life, because God is the only one. And God made it that way. I promise you, for your finances, God is waiting on you to try him. In the Bible, it tells us, God says, listen, try me in this and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you can't even contain. In other words, God's saying, listen, depend on me for your finances. Depend on me and let me open it up. Let me show you what it's like to have more than enough. I've done it both ways. I can testify. I've sold more drugs in my life than I even want to think about. And most of the time, I barely had $2 to put together. Sometimes I had a lot of money and I wasted it. And I've did it with God, and I've seen God be faithful this week, man, today or tomorrow. God's going to allow us the opportunity to write a check to finish paying off our house. Man, that's only God. Only God can do things like that. And I promise you, brothers and sisters, God's wanting to do things like that and more for you. He loves you and he cherishes you. He sent his only begotten son to die for you and me. He is a good God. And when I say good, I mean he's dependable. This morning, my only question is, how are you depending on him? In the morning, at night, throughout the day? And only you can be the judge of that. Only I can be the judge of that. Because I know when things get frustrating, I need to depend on God more. I can tell you that for sure. I don't want to get to the point that I get frustrated or angry or mad about some stupid situation. I just want to say, God, your way, not my way. And then I want to receive the peace of the Holy Spirit. Those are the promises that God has for you and me. Let's pray. God, I thank you this morning. I thank you for every brother and sister I have in my life that God, they're trustworthy, God, and I thank you for them. But God, I know that at some point they could let me down. But God, you are the only one that you've never let me down. You've never turned your back on me. You've never not been there to forgive me and to love me and to hold me. And God, I honor you for that. I honor you for blessing each one of us. I thank you that you are exactly who you say you are. I thank you that your word is true. I thank you that it's impossible for you to lie. It's impossible for you not to do exactly what you promised us. And God, this morning, I thank you for being our Lord. I thank you for being our God. And God, even this morning, I thank you for my wife. I thank you for her birthday. I thank you for keeping her safe all these years. And I thank you for the years to come. God, by faith, we consider these things done in you, in your precious son, Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.